Alex Bauman, Michael Giddens in here with me. I have no idea where this is going, so I'll just leave it to Bow.
All right, the question is, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
I'll let Giddens go first on this one.
I already got a superpower. It's the ability to eat as much as I feel.
If it's not eating, what superpower would you have?
I would like to teleport so I could cut down on a lot of needless travel that takes up way too much of my life.
So flying?
Just anywhere. Teleport like from one place to the other, no matter the distance, in the blink of an eye.
I don't know if this would be a superpower or not, but I would like to have the ability to snap my fingers for any amount of money that I needed at any point in time.
So endless wealth?
Yeah, I guess. But if you're talking about real superpowers, I will go this. As I've gotten older, it's gotten worse. I'd love to have super eyesight.
Like X-ray vision?
Yeah, I'm talking about be able to see from here to Rockford.
What about like through through objects in the way?
No, I'm not worried about that.
Your eyesight curves over the land?
I would just love to get up on top of a mountain and be able to see New York City. Mm. You know? All right, Bao, what would you like to do? Superpower.
Teleportation. Just because
you're just like
the travel, I could cut down so much time, get up later in the morning to come to work, leave later for work. I mean, teleportation would cut down on a lot of time. Could teleport home to eat lunch. So get a lot of teleport to Italy or Greece when I wanted to, stay there for a couple of nights.
I don't know how I would describe this, but I would like the ability to not have to have blood drawn from me every 3 months.
That'd be good.
That's a superpower.
No, I'm just, in other words, just snapping and be done without having to put a needle in my arm.
Oh.
I'm not saying I'm afraid of them because I've done it for years now, but needles are something I don't really care to.
So we're the teleportation twins.
Yeah, I'm the eyesight.
I'm
the money maker.
The money maker is your. That's a superhero.
Money making muck.
Is that your
like? What do you do to? What do you do? You have infinite wealth. Okay.
What do you do as a
superhero with that infinite wealth?
I help you with things you need money for. I help Bauman.
So you're like Robin Hood.
If like Bauman needs a new car and I got infinite wealth, he's going to get a Corvette. You know. I mean,
so just you for anybody.
What, you know what I would do for you? I'd buy a supermarket.
An endless buffet.
Giddens, here's the key to your store. Taco Bell
kitchen in my house.
I'm talking about Giddens.
Like here's DeAndre Hopkins.
Here's the key to your store, Giddens. Don't run out in a week. You got to order more.
So you need more superhero powers to stop that from happening.
Actually, I would like to have the power to help people.
How long would it take you to clean out a supermarket?
About 2 days.
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of food.
2 days.
2 days? I wouldn't get through one aisle in 2 days.
You get through one aisle in 2 minutes. I mean, come on. I've seen you eat. The bread aisle, it would have to have penicillin in every loaf, and he would devour every loaf.
I mean, I'm the healthiest person in the world.
I don't know about that. You're the eatingest one in the world. I know that. All right, so that's our superpowers.
What about our superhero names?
Well, that's what I was saying. We got the teleportation twins, and apparently he's the money maker, which is.
I would either be Money Maker Muck or Master Muck.
Triple M.
Pass the muck.
That's your slogan. That's what you say after
pass
you
the muck.
You fight crime, and then you say, I pass the muck. It's like paying it forward, right?
That's right. Pass the muck. What would be your superhero name? Jaws?
No, we're the teleportation twins.
No. I'm talking about yours individual. You got to have one for an individual, even though y'all are a teleport team.
Probably the Hamburglar.
Maybe we can get him one of them black and white jumpsuit, you know, the stripes. The Hamburglar, that would be good.
Yeah.
Would I be Grimace?
Huh?
Would I be Grimace then if he's the Hamburglar?
He could be Ronald.
He could be the Cookie Monster. Yeah. How about that? I've never seen Alex.
The Corn Dog Monster.
Yeah. He's never eaten a lot of sweets in front of me. Okay.
Time when you got to eat mac and cheese and corn dogs.
Well, but that's a great one for Giddens, the Hamburglar. So I guess everybody else in here would be Ronald McDonald, Who's some of those other ones?
Grimace.
Oh, man. You know something, and I said this to someone here on a trip not long ago. You never go into a McDonald's anymore and see a Ronald McDonald. Nope. Have you ever thought about that? He's not prevalent in any McDonald's anymore. No wonder why that is. You don't see the Hamburglar, you know. I mean, those were
that's right, because the Hamburglar's a thief in the night.
Well, I mean, that's what you are. With food, I mean, we have known people to come in and put food in our refrigerator, and they ask where their lunch is, and I say, well, it's in the bottomless pit in yonder.
You got to be wary when you're around the Hamburglar.
All right. So that's our superpowers.